Hey, Energize Teacher Voice here. Today we're going deep. Creating tension with silence and negative space in Ableton for drum and bass at 174 BPM. This is an advanced lesson, so expect concrete Ableton workflows, device recipes, automation hygiene, and practical arrangement ideas you can drop into your sessions right away. The goal is simple. Make your drops and breakdowns hit harder by deliberately taking things away. Lesson overview, quick and clear. Silence in DNB is not emptiness, it's a tool. At 170 to 176 BPM, things can blur into fatigue. A well-placed gap, a sub-blackout, or a stereo collapse focuses listener attention and gives your returns weight. We'll work across four domains: full mix time, rhythmic micro-gaps, low-end or sub-blackouts, and stereo side collapses. You'll learn to use utility, EQ8, gates, reverb returns, sidechain compression, beat repeat, and simple clip edits to craft those tension moments. What you'll build: a 64-bar arrangement sketch, intro, build, first drop, mid-breakdown, second drop, key elements, micro-silences of 1/16th to 1/4 notes, bar-length blackouts, frequency space breaks that remove the sub or mids, reverse reverb swells that die into silence, and stereo width squeezes that create perceived emptiness. Now the step-by-step walkthrough. Set your tempo to 174 BPM and work in arrangement view. I'll reference bars and beats with 4/4 assumptions. Project setup. Create these tracks: drums with a drum rack, breaks for chopped amen or similar, bass with sampler, simpler or serum, leads and effects for texture, a reverb return, a delay return, a drum bus group, and a master bus. Group all drums into a drum bus and put Ableton glue on it. A good starting glue setting is threshold around -8 to -12 dB, ratio 3:6:1, attack between 10 and 30 milliseconds for punch, release auto or around 0.2 to 0.4 seconds, and a wet amount around 50 to 70% for character. This gets your drums sitting together before you start carving space around them. Core idea: create silence on different domains. First, full mix blackout. This is a bar scale silence that hits hard. Example, a 1-bar blackout at bar 33. Put a utility device on the master and automate its gain to negative infinity for exactly 1 bar. If you prefer, set it to something like -100 dB. When the bar ends, bring it back up and add a tiny fade in a 5 to 10 milliseconds on the next clip transient to avoid clicks. Alternative method is to mute drum bus and bass tracks, but utility gain automation is safer and avoids plug-in state issues. Second, micro-silence between hits for groove sharpening. Remove the last 16th of a loop occasionally to make the following hit feel tighter. You can physically cut the clip region or use a gate on the break track sidechain to the kick. Try gate threshold around -30 to -40 dB, attack 1 millisecond, hold 10 milliseconds, release 50 to 80 milliseconds. This chops tails and leaves tiny pockets of silence that the ear loves. Third, low-end blackout. This audio version is shortened for playback.